Who is number three in the BJP hierarchy after Narendra Modi and Amit Shah? Dumb question, isn't it? It has to be BJP President JP Nadda. Look at the pictures when they walk together at party events. It's Prime Minister Modi in the lead, Home Minister Shah a few inches behind, and Nadda a few feet behind him. Almost in single file. There are photographs of Nadda presiding over party meetings, addressing rallies, and meeting chief ministers and other bigwigs in the organization and the government. All decisions in the party are taken in Nadda's name, just as all executive action of the government of India is taken in the name of the president. So on the face of it, the debate over number three position may sound out of place. Where it assumes relevance is when one looks at the emergence of a strong number four in the party hierarchy. With the number three question deemed to be settled, during Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Lal Krishna Advani years, number one and number two positions were cemented, while the rest of the pecking order virtually depended on public perception. No matter if a stalwart like Kushabhai Thackeray was the party president or some political lightweights like, say, Bangaru Lakshman. By the way, remember the only Dalit BJP chief? Lightweights like Bangaru Lakshman, Jana Krishnamurthy or Venkaiah Naidu occupied that vaunted position of the party president. The same held true for even Rajnath Singh and Nitin Gadkari's presidential tenures. There was always a Pramod Mahajan and Arun Jaitley, a Sushma Swaraj, or some chief ministers like Narendra Modi or Shivraj Chauhan who'd actually muddy the hierarchy after the top two. Not much had changed in the Modi Shah era. The party president is deemed to be number three, as was the case in the Vajpayee Advani era. Of course, the number three spot becomes redundant if one of the top two holds the post of the party president. Say, when Amit Shah was the party president, it was Modi and Shah as number one and number two. And there was no number three, number four. I mean, the rest were all together in one group. Now that we have a BJP president, JP Nadda, I mean, he's deemed to be number three. Howsoever technically, what has changed now is a clear emergence of number four in the BJP hierarchy. It's BL Santosh, who has emerged as a rock star general secretary organization, I would say. I mean, who flies from one state capital to another with chief ministers, ministers, party leaders, all in attendance. On Friday, when BL Santosh visited Dehradun, a BJP MLA wanted to greet him with a bouquet, but the man who was entrusted to bring it was taking time. And then Santosh says, as I'm told, then BL Santosh says, "Aap sust hai ki vyavastha hi sust hai. Iske liye, are you lazy or is the entire system lazy?" I mean, of course, the other BJP leaders present there could only smile in embarrassment. Santosh met ministers and party office bearers, and that was just a day after Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami had returned from Delhi. Santosh was meeting all the ministers to take their feedback about the functioning of the government and the party. The next day, on Saturday, Santosh was in Ratan Pani Sanctuary in Bhopal, presiding over a BJP meeting attended by CM Shivraj Singh Chauhan, some of his ministers, union ministers, at least five union ministers from the state, and senior BJP leaders. They were not supposed to use any mobile or talk to the media. A practice, in fact, if you recall, I have spoken about it in some other episode. And this was started by Modi in Gujarat in 1980s. You know, when he would send batches of BJP leaders to hold meetings at far-flung places with no mobile connectivity, no media around. They were all focused on their work. So what Modi had started then, Santosh was doing in Bhopal. Then another instance, you know, last month, BL Santosh was in Shimla holding one-on-one meetings with ministers to take their feedback about the functioning of the government. So look at this, this direct connect. It's not like you're depending on the chief minister or the state BJP president for feedback. You're asking ministers, meeting them individually to take their feedback. And this is what BL Santosh has been doing in many states. One can only guess what message Santosh gives the chief ministers, ministers and party leaders. By the way, he's a big fan of Shah Rukh Khan starrer Chak De India, that movie. So we are given to understand that he has seen that movie at least a dozen times. I really wonder Shah Rukh Khan's dialogue, I mean, whether that resonates in Santosh's meetings with party office bearers. You remember that dialogue in the Chak De India movie? Is team ko sirf wo player chahiye jo pehle India ke liye khel rahe hain. फिर अपनी टीम में अपने साथियों के लिए खेलते हैं और उसके बाद भी थोड़ी बहुत जान बच जाए तो अपने लिए. बेसिकली दिस टीम नीड्स प्लेयर्स हु प्ले फॉर इंडिया. इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट रीड बीजेपी. सो दिस टीम नीड्स प्लेयर्स हु प्ले फॉर द बीजेपी. आफ्टर दैट प्ले फॉर द बीजेपी फर्स्ट, देन दे हैव टू प्ले फॉर देयर पार्टी कॉलीग्स. आई एम जस्ट ट्विस्टिंग इट अ बिट इन द पॉलिटिकल कॉन्टेक्स्ट. एंड देन इफ एनी मोर स्ट्रेंथ इज लेफ्ट, दे कैन प्ले फॉर देमसेल्व्स. सो आई एम जस्ट ट्विस्टिंग व्हाट शाहरुख खान सेड इन चक दे इंडिया. लाइक दिस इज व्हाट प्रोबेबली बी एल संतोष मे बी टॉकिंग देयर, जस्ट अ वाइल्ड गेस. देयर हैव बीन मेनी इलस्ट्रियस पर्सनैलिटीज हु हेल्ड द पोस्ट ऑफ जनरल सेक्रेटरी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, यू नो, फ्रॉम दीनदयाल उपाध्याय एंड सुंदर सिंह भंडारी इन द जनसंघ, दैट इज द बीजेपी इज प्रिकर्सर, टू नरेंद्र मोदी, के एन गोविंदाचार्य, संजय जोशी, रामलाल, एंड ऑल दिस जनरल सेक्रेटरी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन इन द बीजेपी. ऑल ऑफ देम वील्डेड ग्रेट इन्फ्लुएंस बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ द पोस्ट दे हेल्ड. नाउ दिस पोस्ट, जनरल सेक्रेटरी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, विच संतोष इज होल्डिंग नाउ, at the national or state level, in state BJP also you have general secretary organization. So whether it's at a state or national level, this post is held by a full-time pracharak of the RSS, who is loaned through the BJP. I mean, he's basically on deputation in the BJP. Mind you, I'm not saying he or she, because no woman has ever held this post. The general secretary organization reports to the party president, but only technically, for all practical purposes. His reporting manager is the RSS chief, RSS Sarsang Chalak, through a dotted line reporting to a Sampark Adhikari or coordinator. In this case, now you have this joint general secretary Arun Kumar, who is the coordinator between the BJP and RSS today. So that coordinator, I mean, he is the basically liaison man between the Sangh and the party and the BJP. And general secretary organization reports to him and then directly to the RSS chief also. B.L. Santosh has also become Modi's pointsman when it comes to conveying tough messages, like, you know, asking then Gujarat CM Vijay Rupani or then Tripura CM Biplab Deb to resign. In the union cabinet revamp last year, Modi entrusted him with the task of calling up party MPs to tell them that they were to be in Delhi in the next 24 hours as they were going to be inducted as ministers. So he keeps a close watch on the happenings in the organization and intervenes when and where he has to. From ensuring the BJP's adherence to its larger ideological agenda and vision, to ironing out wrinkles in its organizational machinery, and effecting coordination between the Sangh and the BJP at all levels. As the RSS representative in the BJP, he has a say in installing the what you call right people in the right places, in the organization and the government, as also in dropping them. Obviously, the post BL Santosh holds has enormous powers, general secretary organization. But none of his predecessors were so high profile when they held that post. Not even Narendra Modi. His predecessors were virtually invisible backroom players. So an RSS old hand recalled this to me sometime back. In 2003, Sanjay Joshi was traveling in a train in an AC three-tier coach from Delhi to Ranchi. His close aide kept bringing him the phone. You know, Sir Advani ji ka phone hai. Sir Pramod ji ka phone hai. Basically, sir, there's a call from Advani and there's a call from Pramod Mahajan. You know, his aide was with him. He would keep bringing the phone to him. After a while, a co-passenger got upset. अरे आप सही में इतने बड़े हैं तो थर्ड क्लास में क्यों चल रहे हैं? Basically, if you're such a big man, why are you traveling in a third class compartment? AC three tier. Sanjay Joshi just smiled. That's what I'm told by somebody who was accompanying him then. In the past, Santosh's predecessors relied on general secretary's organization in state BJP units. If they needed to intervene, say in case of factionalism, they would call the concerned parties and do the needful very discreetly without making any public display of it. If they had to, they would meet ministers without many outside the party knowing about it. They wouldn't make public comments. This is where B.L. Santosh is very different. we have seen like how he has been meeting people in sanctuaries. He goes to state capitals, meets all the ministers, takes direct feedbacks. And as for not making public comments, how he is different, he shares his views on anything and everything on Twitter, targeting his party's critics and adversaries. He even threatened US presidential candidate Bernie Sanders with intervention in the 2020 election. You know, he tweeted, "How much ever neutral we wish to be, you compel us to play a role in presidential elections." That was BL Santosh's tweet. Of course, he deleted it later. So what's behind the change in the role of the RSS pointsman in the BJP? First, it has to do with Santosh's individual personality. A chemical engineer, BL Santosh is a social media savvy RSS pracharak, a la Modi. His detractors accuse him of harboring political ambitions, and this is attributed to his long-standing feud with B.S. Yedurappa. Santosh has, however, been grooming young leaders in the state, including Mysore MP Pratap Simha and Bangalore South MP Tejaswi Surya. So if he has any political ambitions, I would say he has been extremely discreet about it. Anyway, if one RSS Pracharak can become the Prime Minister of India and another Pracharak can become Haryana Chief Minister, and why to blame B.L. Santosh for nursing ambitions, if at all? Second, Santosh is the RSS pointsman in the BJP at a time when the line between the ideological patron and the political protege is blurred. Prime Minister Modi is the RSS and vice versa today. Santosh knows it well, and that is why he seems to have changed his reporting manager from the RSS Satsang Chalak, through the dotted line of course, to PM Modi. That is the source of his power, and unlike his predecessors, he doesn't mind flaunting it. If someone in the Sangh or the BJP is uneasy about it, so be it. That's all from me in this episode of Politically Correct. Thanks for watching.